This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to everybody. We're here, as usual, to discuss what's going on the family farm, what we can do to help connect the farmers, the families, the food that we eat. This program is all about helping people figure out how they can make their family farm more productive, more viable, and more successful. One of the things that we're all faced with, I try to do a couple of news items as we begin each program, and because Joe Manchin has been so much in the news, those of you who live in West Virginia, well, it's hard, not just West Virginia, he represents West Virginia, but it's hard to back him out of the discussion with regarding the various Biden initiatives. And one of the things that he's being criticized for is getting in the way of the new Build Back Better bill. Say that 100 times fast. The Build Back Better bill, because of the impact that money is supposed to have on climate change. So I was thinking about the climate change issue as it applies to farmers specifically. I know in my area of New England, where there are, I'm close to a suburban community and to the big city, if you will, and so a lot of folks that live or go to school, even in the colleges of agriculture that are around here, they're discussing agricultural innovation for climate change. What do we do on our local farms? And so acknowledging that the climate is changing, there are people who are saying it's bad, it's getting worse, and we can solve it, but the farmer has to do what he needs to do. And so I asked that question, what does that mean? What does it mean? How do we, what happens to us? What do we have to do? Do we share the burden? Does the burden become more a part of what we do than anybody else? I think, frankly, that the amount of focus on what farmers are doing right is overlooked, because all we hear from certain members of government or the news media is what we're doing wrong. I have long since stopped paying attention to people who are trying to get me worked up because I have old tractors and I use diesel fuel, and those carbon emissions are killing the planet. So I say to you, if somebody accosts you or says to you, what are you as a farmer doing about climate change? I would say you're growing foods that are making the climate and the population of the earth better, if you are not using a lot of the chemicals that do affect climate change, that do affect the quality of the soil, that sort of thing. In fact, when somebody says to me, the cows are a big problem, the methane gas, I go right at them. I suggest, and I've done it here many times, those of you who are dairy farmers, or if you're raising beef or you're just around cows, next time they poop on the ground when the grass is growing, look the next day around where the poop is, and you'll see a greenness, a green tint, a hue to the soil, to the grass, that makes it look like it's a different tint than the other grass. And that's because the microbes that come out of the body of the cow help to enhance the value of the soil, and thus, don't give me this business about methane ruining the planet. The stuff that comes out of the back end of a cow is helping to make the planet healthier in a natural way by offering us the opportunity to grow better foods. But think about it just in terms of the photosynthetic process. The idea that the greens exchange, all the greens, grass, trees, corn, plants, you name it, all of those are exchange mediums or mechanisms to get the carbon dioxide out of the air and exchange it through the photosynthetic process to oxygen. And so those are the things. I'm giving you this information so that you can use it with people if they come to you and say, well, look what you're doing to the waterways and all this other stuff. I don't view CO2 as a problem. It's an opportunity for farmers. I thought it was interesting. Bill Gates recently suggested that there would be an equivalent of 7 to 8 businesses coming out of this new, the size of Google or Amazon or Tesla, coming out of this new climate challenge. And agriculture can be there by working on the things that we're growing, make them better, make them healthier, making them more supportive of all of the needs of the planet. And I think you're going to see a number of new ventures by, let's say, healthy soil ventures by 2030, because people are waking up to the fact that the products that are coming from the chemical companies, Dow, DuPont, Bayer, Monsanto, are all killing the soil and thus killing the planet, killing our ability to grow good, healthy food. So I'm trying to get the address of climate change, because it's on our mind, on the front burner, and how you can respond. Hopefully these are helpful hints. Build your business, build your farm as a model of how we can protect the environment and eliminate, or at least help to address, some of the problems of our ecosystem. And if you explain the photosynthetic process, most children aren't even learning that anymore in school. I learned it when I was high school. And I certainly studied it more when I was in college. And as a farmer, I have certainly spent a lot of time trying to figure out how I can contribute through spreading manure, having the animals around. I just spread a couple of loads of manure yesterday on a field where I'm growing corn. And the corn, I can see last year where I grew, where I spread a lot of manure on some hay land, how much different the land looks, and it's therefore more productive and better all the way around for the environment. So keep that in mind. Don't let somebody try to put you in a place that you don't want to be or you shouldn't be based on the climate change conversation. All right, let's see what we can do about fixing the need you have for good night's rest. We have the seasonal adjusted disorder problems going on now. We're into winter time. We're going to be beyond the holidays soon, and people have the new beginnings. So if you have had problems getting a good night's rest, may I suggest you provide yourself with those new beginnings by going to MyPillow.com and get the deep discounts on MyPillow's mattress toppers, for example, sheets, towels, slippers, dog beds, blankets, you name it. All of these things are aimed at you having a better life, having a better night's rest, your dog getting a better night's rest. Buy one, get one free on the Giza Dream Sheets. Good example. Every MyPillow product is made completely in the United States, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee, and you can wash it and dry it. So MyPillow, check it out at MyPillow.com. Be thankful for all the workers that are American workers that are making these products possible and the deals possible. Go to Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and take advantage of the buy one, get one free offer on the Giza Dream Sheets, or 30 to 65% off on everything using the DJV code when you check out at MyPillow.com. Calitrin, the best way to lose weight, the best defense is a good offense. Doesn't that apply to weight?
If you are taking Calitrin this time of the year, you can actually be losing weight. For sure not gaining weight, but losing weight this time of the year, even with the food everywhere. You know, our customers tell us that when they're taking Calitrin, not only are they losing the inches and looking better, but they feel better. So when you have more energy throughout your day, you don't crave the food like you did before. You know, you're not having the crash, the afternoon crashes. Collagen protein is one of the most satiating nutrients there is. It's naturally boosting your metabolism by rebuilding that lean muscle tissue.
So let's talk about the deal. What's the deal right now as we get into turkey time?
Well, turkey time deal is the biggest sale we do all year. People wait on this one, but it's the unlimited buy three, get three free. Use the promo code DJV, and that's going to save you on shipping, too, so you won't have to pay shipping on those orders. So toploss.com. And if you have questions, you can also chat with us online or call us 1-833-TOP-LOSS.
Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
The American Family Farmer, moving on now as we get into the Christmas week and Christmas weekend. I'm thinking about how the next year is going to be for all of us who are farmers. And so I've invited Doug Hensley, who is the president of Real Estate Services at Hertz Real Estate Services, spelled the same way, but nothing to do with cars. This is all about real estate and whether or not you're selling land, buying land. So why don't you explain, Doug, for our audience, what areas of the country you serve, who's a kind of a usual customer for you and your services?
Sure. Thanks for having me on, Doug. Our business, Hertz Farm Management, is a 75-year-old company based just east of Ames, Iowa. And over the decades, we've had just continual growth and have expanded into nearby states. So we have offices scattered across Nebraska, southern Minnesota, all across Iowa and Illinois, and we get into, obviously, neighboring states. So kind of the belt buckle on the Corn Belt is where we spend the majority of our time. And in terms of what we do very specifically, we manage farms, we sell farms, and we appraise farmland. And the core of our business and what our business was founded on was managing farms for individuals, some foundations and others who have come into farmland ownership, but we deal with farm operators of every stripe across the Corn Belt, mostly row crops. We do a little bit of livestock work as well, but the predominant work that we do is in row crop farming.
All right. So are you a farm kid? Did you see this need based on experiences you had growing up on a farm?
Yeah, good question. I grew up in West Central Illinois, about halfway between Peoria, Illinois. Some of your people will know where Peoria, Illinois is.
And there are people listening in Peoria, in fact.
Yeah,
yes.
Absolutely. And so I grew up about halfway between Peoria and the Mississippi River. And I did grow up on a cash grain and livestock farm, basically corn, soybeans, cattle. And attended college at the University of Illinois in ag economics and have always been very interested in agribusiness. I got into the land brokerage and auction business at a young age and have been at it for 25 years now. So, have definitely that farm background.
Give me a profile of your customer.
As a company, it depends on what service line you're talking about. As a company, we manage a little over 600,000 acres of farmland across the Midwest for different individuals and foundations and others. Like I said, our average farm management client owns 200 acres. If you do the math on our basic client, these are individuals who have either retired from farming themselves or in some cases have inherited farmland. They may not live locally to the farm, but they want to, they understand the value of farmland as an asset, and they want to maintain their heritage.
All right. So this is great. This is I fall into this stuff sometimes when I'm getting people on, because I I don't know what, you know, oftentimes when I have somebody on this program or any of the programs that I do, I don't want to know what they're all about because I want it to sound like we're having a conversation the same as you would with somebody else you didn't know, a spontaneous answer to questions. And this is a, oh, wow, this is pretty interesting stuff in my mind as we continue. So hold on. We'll hold that thought. Doug Hensley is here from Hertz Real Estate Services. You can go online to hertz.ag/real estate. You'll find Hertz there. A really compelling, interesting story. We continue in a moment.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You may be into punk rock, soft rock, or classic rock, R&B, hip-hop, or house, country, techno, or techno country. But no matter what kind of music you listen to, here's something else you should hear. Please consider getting vaccinated. Talk to your pharmacist today about Comirnaty, COVID-19 vaccine mRNA. This message brought to you by BioNTech and Pfizer.
Progressive Motorcycle presents Road Wisdom from the Motor. The road is everything you want it to be.
Everything.
As long as what you want is road
to ride your motorcycle on.
Progressive Motorcycle also presents basic policies starting at $79 a year. Progressive Motorcycle, for those who were born to ride. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy is not available in all states.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome to the farm, where you can roll your windows down.
Doug Steffen here on the American Family Farmer this Christmas week. Doug Hensley, I'm giving you a Christmas gift, I think, in terms of this knowledge from Hertz Real Estate Services, and I'm probably going to have to say it a couple of times because I was dumb enough to walk into it myself. I said to Doug, okay, what's this got to do with the car business? And he said, nothing. So where does the name come from then? That's interesting to go back into how it became Hertz Real Estate Services.
Yep, and Hertz Real Estate Services is a division of Hertz Farm Management, and the name came from actually the owners, the founders and owners of the company. Their last name is Hertz, the Hertz family. It's still a family-owned company.
There you go. Kind of like U-Haul, the family still. There are some of those companies that are big, and everybody knows who they are, that have not sold out. They haven't gone to Wall Street. They haven't gone to stock business. They've just held on to it because that is good business. They keep the family business going, if you will. So I'm a guy. Let's take me as maybe a potential, even though I'm in the East and you don't have a business in the East, at least not yet. So I own about 149 acres of land. I've had as much as 800 acres of land under management or operation or whatever. Now I'm down, I think I got about 480 acres that I use with another fellow, mostly growing. We used to grow a lot of corn because we had a dairy operation. I raise dairy replacement heifers, and I don't milk anymore, although I wish I did. I don't wish I did because it was so difficult, but I miss, do you know what I mean? I miss milking cows and having them around. So I raise replacement heifers. I don't need as much corn as I did. A lot of round bales and baleage and that sort of thing. So how would somebody like me use your services? Were I in an area that you were offering services?
Yeah, sure. So it really depends on the potential customer or client's need. Some people, you know, they, again, if they inherit an asset and they live remotely from the asset, but want to maintain ownership of it, they sometimes don't know where to start in terms of what decisions need to be made. What's the timing of decisions that need to be made? How do I interact and interface with a farm operator? And for a lot of people, they either don't have the time or the expertise to take care of that themselves. So that's where we come in on the management side. On the sales side, just like, you know, if you're selling your house, a lot of people have taken the go-it-alone approach before and have found it's a little more difficult than what it seemed on its surface. And when you add a couple of zeros to that transaction with the sale of a farm, it becomes even more important to get that right. So what we do in terms of the real estate sales side of our business is we serve people by helping them understand, you know, their asset, what its potential is in the marketplace, and how it can be offered to the market to maximize sale price while also meeting their timing objectives and so forth. So there's lots of ways that people can interact with us. It could be as simple as, people continue to pass away who own different types of assets, and in a situation of settling an estate, people need appraisals for estate tax returns and so forth. So a lot of people, their initial interaction with us is actually in the settlement of an estate when they need a professional valuation for a farm asset. So there's lots of ways that we interact with people.
You know, that brings up the death tax and the ramifications of it, the tax structure in our country, and I wonder if you have some thoughts on that. We're going to pause for a moment. I'll come back to you and ask about that. I know as part of the practical side of things, this is a good business aspect for you, but I wonder about the philosophy, and if you have some thoughts, fine. If you don't, there are plenty of other things that I want to get from you as we continue our conversation this week with Doug Hensley from Hertz Real Estate Services. He's the president of that company. I'm Doug Steffen. I'm the president of my company, too. 28 past the hour.
I love the Army. You just have this brotherhood that you can't find anywhere else. Since coming home from war, I've tried so many different things. I just remember thinking, like, it's over.
After being forced to medically retire, Angie battled addiction to prescription medications, eventually losing her house and marriage. Then she found Wounded Warrior Project.
And so I went online, I signed up, and I knew that Wounded Warrior Project was definitely my new community. One of the staff members, she put me in for peer mentor training. It was like for the first time someone recognized something good about me and thought that I had something to give back to someone else. Are you doing okay otherwise?
I've kind of picked up woodworking with my grandfather.
Oh, yeah. So I saw 3D stuff.
All those activities gave me a new way to live without drugs, a new way to live without feeling like I'm broken. You can live a meaningful life after traumatic experiences.
You wouldn't go into battle alone. You don't have to fight this alone. Visit woundedwarriorproject.org/not alone.
I'm Andy Solomon. If you or someone you love has recently been diagnosed with aortic stenosis, then you are not alone. 20% of Americans over the age of 65 have the disease. Aortic stenosis is one of the most common and serious heart valve disease problems. The heart pumps blood through the aortic valve to the body. Over time, calcium buildup can narrow the valve opening and restrict blood flow from the heart. This means that the heart has to work harder, which can cause fatigue, shortness of breath, chest pain, and a rapid fluttering heartbeat. Early treatment of aortic stenosis is the key to preventing heart failure. Start with a healthy lifestyle and monitor your symptoms. Regular follow-up with your doctor is important to keep your blood pressure and cholesterol in check. With severe symptoms, your doctor may also recommend replacing your heart valve. After a heart valve replacement, you should be able to resume a healthy, active lifestyle. To learn more, visit heart.org/AS.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
The Supreme Court announced it will hold oral arguments on January 7th to consider legal challenges to President Biden's COVID-19 vaccine mandate for healthcare workers and large companies. Biden's mandate says private companies with at least 100 employees must ensure that their workers are either fully vaccinated or tested weekly, and all healthcare workers at federally funded facilities must also get vaccinated. Fraudsters stole roughly $100 billion in pandemic relief funds from the CARES Act. The stolen funds represent 3% of the $3.4 trillion dispersed to the American public. Roy Johnson with the Secret Service on CNBC.
I've been in law enforcement for over 29 years and worked some complex fraud investigations for, 20-plus years, and I've never seen something at this scale.
To date, 900 investigations are taking place, more than 100 arrests have been made, and $2.3 billion have been returned. USA. Radio News.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
The Food and Drug Administration on Wednesday authorized the first COVID-19 antiviral pill in the United States to protect against severe disease. The drug from Pfizer, called Paxlovid, will be prescribed for use in adults and children ages 12 and up with mild to moderate COVID who are at risk for severe disease or hospitalization. FDA Vaccine Advisory Board Dr. Paul Offit on Fox News explains the approval process.
This study was done in people who were unvaccinated, so they treated half and then didn't treat the other half and found that the drug was about 88% effective at preventing hospitalization. Where I think this fits is for people who aren't vaccinated, who seem to be perfectly willing to take medicines like hydroxychloroquine or ivermectin that don't work. Here's a drug that actually does work. So I think this could be a value. Obviously, the better choice would be to get the vaccine, but I think for that group, this would be the perfect thing to do.
Dr. Offit says early treatment is the key.
So what happens at the beginning is the virus, SARS-CoV-2, attaches to the lining of your nose and reproduces itself hundreds of times, thousands of times. And so now at that point, virus replication is an important part of the disease process. Then your immune response kicks in. And that's when you develop symptoms, including severe symptoms. At that point, virus reproduction is not an important part of disease process anymore. So antivirals or monoclonals don't work anymore. So you really have to give it early in illness if you're going to have any effect.
Merry Christmas, my friend, and thanks for listening. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING.com.
Here's to the farmer that plants the fields and the springs that turn from green to that hard.
Moving back into our focus on farm real estate and management, this is a fascinating area. The American Family Farmer is aimed at helping family farms do the sorts of things that you're describing. We were just talking about the death tax. You didn't call it that. That's what I call it. The government wants to reimpose the death tax, or at least the Biden administration seems to want to do that, which is a big zero as far as I'm concerned, because what it does is take the practical implication of it. This is perfect thinking by people who don't know anything about how agriculture works. So if you tax them when they die, you increase the taxes on the land, you more often than not force people to sell to developers or to others who wouldn't use it for ag land. Am I right in that, Doug?
Well, the tax burden from some of the proposed taxes is onerous in a lot of people's mind, or punitive. The way a lot of people think of in the farmland market is, hey, you know, I and my, you know, my ancestors in some cases worked hard to buy the farm and improve a farm the
yep.
first time. And when you have some of the death taxes that are being proposed, when you consider, you know, how punitive they could potentially be, it's as if some they're being asked to buy a farm a second time. And
yeah.
so, yeah, some of the, you know, the proposals that have been thrown around in Congress with the legislation that's still being batted around a little bit with the Build Back Better bill, it was concerning to a lot of people in agriculture because anyone who owns a nice 80-acre farm, that's a pretty valuable asset in most corners of the United States, let alone the Corn Belt. And so, yeah, death taxes are something that we were paying pretty close attention to. And I don't know that the, you know, that the rules have been written yet. And
no.
We don't know what's going to come of the legislation that mm-hmm. is still currently being debated. So still
you know,
keep an eye on it.
Yeah, part of the debate, I think, or part of the reality, Doug, of the debate is that people who are not from the farm, don't know anything about agriculture, are so disconnected. I think it's part of the reality of the disconnect in the country between food sources and eating the food. That's really what it smacks of to me. A lot of arrogant people who, and I say this very admittedly being negative about big government, the waste, the fraud, the corruption, the abuses the taxpayers have to put up with in this form of government that we have. You know, it may be the best, but it by far is the best. I mean, by far isn't the best because of the, it's just natural, I suppose, human corruption being what it is. But we're being asked to pay for these people and their lack of ability to do the job right. And so to continue to hammer away in such an ignorant way, fashion, to require these kind of taxes, if they do go through, we saw what happened the last time these things were in effect. And whether you like Trump or you don't like Trump, at least the reversal of that sort of philosophy happened. And it's what, you know, that's why a lot of farmers supported Trump. Not that they love his personality, but at least they like this sort of thing. And they don't like what Biden's about. I don't blame them, frankly. Let me ask you about land sales. I find it interesting that more land that is farmland is sold by auction than usually by treaty sale. Is that? Am I imagining that, or maybe it's just around here? Or does go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think it depends on the year, frankly, Doug. When you have an uptrending market like we have had recently, a lot of people don't want to place a top-end cap on what they're asking for a farm. So, you know, we've had a reasonably strong farm economy here in 2021, and because of that, anyone who is thinking about selling a farm is saying, hey, last year's price, we may be able to do better on that. And when the market has been moving like it has been moving this year, they don't necessarily want to put that cap on. So public auction is a way to allow for competition and also have the upside open, so to speak, to be able to really, you know, negotiate where that top price is in the market. In a stable to downtrending market, when things aren't as good and margins are a little tighter, you'll see more private treaty sales than public auctions. And I would say, in across the Corn Belt of the United States, I would say the majority of sales in any given year are typically private treaty. I would almost go as far to say is 2/3 private treaty, 1/3 public auction.
Really?
In 2021, that has been a little bit different because of the strength and competitiveness that we've seen in the land market. And so we've seen a little bit of a reversal on that in this current year, and probably have seen more, you know, a majority of public auctions more recently than what we typically do. It's a market-based pendulum. And some neighborhoods are, you know, heavier public auctions all the time. But by and large, I would say the typical is private treaty with some really nice competitive bidding that goes on at public auctions for the best of the best, because that's what it's about. Is at a public auction, you need an asset that multiple people want, and yeah. you need multiple people to be bidding to make it work. How many people do you need for a private treaty sale? You need one. And so that's the difference
that's between the processes. Yeah, it's very sage, very interesting. The land markets themselves, I'm just as you're telling the story, I'm thinking back to my college days. I went to school in Northwest Ohio, a big corn area. And I can remember farmers thought they were lucky if they were selling out and got $3,000 an acre. It's about 10 times that now there. And I don't know whether they get 10 times the price I'm talking about going to school in the 60s, whether it's 10 times the price now for the commodities or not. But, you know, I think about that. Can you give me an average price, how things have changed over the last 3 or 4 years, maybe in terms, maybe percentages or dollars, as to what people who own this land now are realizing the value of it is?
Yeah, so I can speak about any state you want across the Midwest, but I'll hone in on Iowa because that kind of is the breadbasket of the breadbasket, at least in some people's mind in the Corn Belt. The state of Iowa has, from 2015 through 2020, we were really in tight margin times, and you know. People were making money, but it wasn't a lot. It was pretty marginal cash flows that farm operations were making, just because we were looking at 330 or 340 corn and $8.50 beans, even as recent as summer of 2020. And with demand rising in the past year or so with all kinds of export business and ethanol has come alive again, it's been a situation where we've seen stronger grain markets and low interest rates, which has propelled this land market. And we've seen 25% to 30% increases in land values year over year. Just yesterday, there was a study came out from Iowa State University that showed in the state of Iowa, land values were up 29% on average year over year. So it's been an incredible market this past year.
And probably good for your business as well. All right, we pause. Continuing in a moment with Doug Hensley, the president of Real Estate Services at Hertz Real Estate Services. And I'm looking at your map of where most of your assets are. But this, even if you're not in this area of Wisconsin or Minnesota, Iowa, Nebraska, Kansas, Missouri, Illinois, you know, there's still, I think, the same rules kind of apply. Speaking of rules that apply, Christmas is upon us. Can you still get last-minute Christmas gifts? Yep, you can from MyPillow. You go to MyPillow.com and look. Everything is in stock. Every single thing, all of their products are in stock, no back orders, and quick shipping. And so it could be, you know, maybe we're on the last moment here of taking advantage. Maybe there's a late gift that you forgot about, or you just want to take care of yourself. Now you get the deep discounts on MyPillow's mattress toppers and towels and so much more. They have these slippers that I wear. I love the slippers, frankly. I have a dog bed for my Daisy May that came from MyPillow. The blankets. I actually got a blanket to put on the bed. This is one of those weighted blankets. She loves that on her bed. When she's not in my bed, she's sleeping on that bed. So these are the sorts of things, the variety of things. You can only expose yourself to it by going to the MyPillow product catalog online and see all the great bargains you can get using the DJV discount code, 30 to 65% off. You can go there and click on the Radio Listener Specials page. Use the DJV code for the deals like I'm describing here. Buy one Giza Dream Sheet, the package, and get another package. The same thing is true with the towels now. So just check it all out and make sure that you've availed yourself of the way for the best sheets and the best things, the mattresses, mattress covers, so you get the best night's rest you can. Best night's rest equals products from MyPillow. Check it out at MyPillow.com. And when you do check out, for the best prices, use the discount code DJV.
The holiday shopping rush is on right now, and MyPillow has been keeping a close eye on supply chain issues. Right now, MyPillow has all products in stock with no back orders and no delayed shipping. And why is that? Well, because MyPillow products are all made right here in the United States. And this year, MyPillow is making sure Christmas is not canceled. Find everything from the legendary MyPillow to their sheets, their slippers, their robes, and now cardigan sweaters. They're all in stock, ready to ship fast. MyPillow is your one-stop shop for everything on your list. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, and in the box, put DJV for deals like this one and the Giza Dream Sheets, too. Lowest price ever on premium MyPillows. Promo code DJV. Check it out at MyPillow.com.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by Asus.
For years, I've been telling listeners that if they want to save money on purchases, and who doesn't, use the free Slick Deals website, app, and browser extension. Slick Deals is a community of millions that helps us sniff out and validate the best deals that you can find at retail and online. And now there's Slick Deals Rewards. It's a brand new program designed to save even more. Slick Deals Rewards works exclusively through the browser extension, available for Chrome, Firefox, and Edge, that enables you to receive cash back at participating retailers, as well as earning points for every purchase that you make through Slick Deals that can be redeemed for gift cards. Along with early access deals, Slick Deals Rewards will also find and try all the best coupons for you with one click. To get going, simply visit slickdeals.net/rewards. That's slickdeals.net/rewards.
Back for a final few words with Doug Hensley from Hertz Real Estate Services. You go to their website, hertz.ag/real estate. You have other, do you want to send people to other websites, or does that suffice, Doug?
Yeah, really, hertz.ag is the main site that we have, and if you're interested in real estate specifically, that /real estate will get you in there. But there's all kinds of content on the website. So, yeah, just spend some time and let us know if we can help you.
All right. Now, I'm very interested in who's buying this land. We've heard a lot of stories this year about Bill Gates buying tens of thousands of acres of land. The Chinese government is buying thousands, tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of acres of land in our country and farmland. So who's the customer here, and is there a danger about too much consolidation of ownership?
Yeah, good question, and it's been a conversation that I've had with some of the press that has, some of the stories that you just referenced have caught the eyes of some folks. So I've had some of these conversations. Here in the Midwest, the vast majority of land is being purchased by operating farmers. Each state is a little bit different because the buyer makeup in each state is a little different. But, for example, on the Illinois, 60-70%, depends on the year, is purchased by active operating farmers. Here in the state of Iowa, it's actually a little higher than that. It's 70-80% of all farms offered to the market being purchased by active farmers themselves. The rest of the market mix in at least in the row crop Midwest area where we are most focused is individual investors. That could be attorneys, accountants, school teachers, others that may live locally in the area, and just they understand that there's value in owning farmland as an asset. And so some of those folks that are involved in the local communities own land and want to own land. And then you have non-local investors that could be individuals. Some of the pension funds have gotten involved over the years, the TIAA Crefts and John Hancock's and others that they are multi-billion dollar pensions that put a small percentage of their portfolio in farmland real estate.
Yeah.
So
you hear Warren Buffett
a variety of buyers.
Yeah, you hear Warren Buffett talking about that as well. Well, this has been very instructive. I again send people to hertz.ag. If you want to get the handle on all the services that they have and the way it works as to helping the family farmer, there's nothing that says the family farmer has to have only 200 acres of land. You can have 2,000 or maybe 20,000, but this is instructive and something I want to keep our fingers on the pulse with this. Doug, thank you very much. Happy holidays. Happy New Year. Merry Christmas. Doug Hensley from Hertz Real Estate Services here on the American Family Farmer.
Tehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
This is the American Family Farmer, 53 past the hour on our adventure this Christmas week. Happy New Year to everybody. I want to remind you, as I get into some of my thoughts, I was talking about how earlier in the program we can protect ourselves against the criticism that we are ruining the environment, which is complete nonsense. It really is, and it's offensive, frankly. I find it, the people who are accusing those of us who have animals and who grow things, produce food for Americans and for the rest of the world, they're so naive. There's this religion, right? Climate change has become a religion. And it's a way for people who start businesses in that sector to make a lot of money. I have suggested that farmers can certainly help in this arena by being conscious of telling people, making it work, the photosynthetic process, by having the best soil amendments that you can possibly add to your, whether it's the fields with hay, crop, whatever it is, pasture. The soil amendments are what makes the difference, not the animals themselves or even what you grow. So anyway, I'm looking at a couple of recent episodes of the American Family Farmer podcast. I remember talking about animals for therapy. We talked about the dairy pricing opportunity, the Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund. That was one of my, I think that was one of the best interviews that I've had with somebody that can help us all out in a long time. Talking about soil, one of the recent podcasts at the American Family Farmer which, by the way, you can get at AmericanFamilyFarmershow.com or Apple or wherever you get your podcast. You don't have to pay for it. There are 19 million jobs that are related to agriculture in one way or another, and they're increasing because of the environmental focus and trying to improve our soil health. I think I had somebody on in the last week or two from the Nutrient Ag Solution outfit, a certified crop advisor, helping us understand what we need to put into our soil so we have better crops. And so this is, some of these consultants are really very helpful. But again, another idea on how to make your farm successful. That's my job here on this program. And one of the other things that we talked about recently was the update on devastation that's come from the tornadoes and from the weather in California, that sort of thing. And then turning over, because it's risky. Farming is a risky business, and raising crops is a risky business. So I had somebody on from a CME group who is focusing on managing risk, what we sell our products for, how do you know the right time, the right place, et cetera, et cetera, so you can get that information out. And one of the most interesting stories, I think, to come out for a long, long time that affects us directly as family farmers is what they're doing in Maine, the Food Sovereignty Act. That is something that every state should pass. You can hear us discuss it on a recent podcast. Check them all out. The headlines, the storylines, all are summarized in the title, and you see the date of the podcast there at AmericanFamilyFarmershow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. I say to you, thank you for paying attention, and hopefully you're learning something as well. One of the things that I find extraordinarily interesting as to what's going on now, and this portion of the program is aimed at me expressing myself as to what I think, from my experience, what's going on in the world, and the dairy robotics system is something, I think I may have talked about it last spring, when I went to a farm that had no milkers, had nobody cleaning up, it was all robots. Cows are milked three times a day in the robotic milk room, if you will, the chamber. There's a robot that's cleaning up all the manure, all in that area of the barn where they're loafing before they go in to get milked, or in the feedlot. And so you look at these robotic systems, and I wonder whether they're the solution. A lot of people think they're great because they save money, but what do they do for, and I'm not, this is not about labor, this is about the sustainability of cows, how we take care of them, how long do they live, how much do they produce, are we caring for these beings, or are they just objects? I think the more you put robotics around an animal, the more it seems like they're a machine themselves, which is the furthest thing from the truth. They are not objects, they are beings, and in my opinion, they need to be respected and taken care of. It's maybe a spiritual thing with me, but I hope in the new year, if you have cows, you might take that approach to them if it's different than what you have experienced or what you've been thinking in the past. Food for thought, if you'll pardon the pun. Doug Steffen here with Happy New Year wishes to you and your family at 59 past the hour on the American Family Farmer. It's harvest time.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.